From seniors rediscovering the thrill of a morning ride to families seeking cost-effective ways to commute, Melissa Forbes, owner of Vintage Irony Cycles Burlington, and her team are on a mission to show that bicycling can be for everyone. "Our goal isn't just to sell e-bikes," says Forbes. "We want to build genuine relationships and help people see how an e-bike can improve their quality of life. Serving the community, and changing lives." While e-bikes often conjure images of young professionals zipping around town, Vintage Irony Cycles has found some of its most enthusiastic riders among seniors and individuals living with physical or cognitive challenges. The pedal assist feature has proven especially life-changing for older adults with COPD or joint issues, allowing them to stay active and rediscover the simple joy of cycling. Families that include individuals on the autism spectrum have also embraced e-bikes, drawn to step-through designs and assistive technology that enable longer, more comfortable rides. Many who once thought cycling was beyond their ability are now exploring Burlington's trails with renewed excitement and confidence. "We've seen people literally transform their lifestyles," Forbes says. "E-bikes remove many barriers, physical, logistical, and even emotional, so our customers can reclaim a sense of freedom and adventure." A cost-effective and creative solution. Forbes points out that e-bikes can solve more than just mobility challenges. They can also help families save money and handle everyday tasks in inventive ways. With the cost of living on the rise, some households have found they can no longer afford multiple vehicles. "We've had families sell their second car and rely on e-bikes for day-to-day travel," Forbes explains. "It helps them cut out insurance, maintenance, and gas expenses, all while skipping traffic congestion." For short commutes, an e-bike often proves faster than a car. "Why sit in traffic when you can breeze by in a bike lane?" Forbes asks. Larger cargo-style e-bikes, she adds, offer local businesses practical ways to reach more clients despite congested city roads. She recounts a Toronto landscaper who attached a trailer to his e-bike, turning time lost in traffic into productive, billable hours. "E-bikes really spark creativity," Forbes says. "There are so many ways to customize your ride, whether for commuting, transporting kids, or running a small business. It's freedom of movement without the high costs of a car. Emphasizing safety first." Of course, the rise of e-bikes comes with understandable concerns from the community. Forbes recognizes that sharing roads and pathways demands mutual respect and awareness. "As a mother of two, I take safety personally," she says. "We make sure riders understand the rules of the road, wear proper helmets, and keep their equipment in good condition. We're also working with local officials to improve infrastructure, advocating for safer bike lanes and more designated pathways." A boutique experience that supports the local economy. Unlike big-box retailers, Vintage Irony Cycles prides itself on providing a warm, welcoming environment. Visitors find bright, open-concept displays, comfy benches to chat with staff, and even a coffee bar, making the experience feel more like a friendly gathering than a high-pressure sale. "We love it when people take their time," says Forbes. "Sit, have a cup of coffee, and test ride as many models as you like. Finding the right fit is crucial. This is all about comfort, confidence, and fun." "Buying locally is more than a catchphrase," she stresses. "It's crucial when it comes to service, repairs, and warranty support. Vintage Irony Cycles backs every purchase with year-round maintenance and easy access to parts. This commitment has earned them the trust of Burlington residents and a Platinum Award in both the Bike Shop and E-Bike Repair Shop categories. With online purchases, you might save a few dollars initially, Forbes notes, but if your charger or tire fails and there's no local support, that investment can end up wasted. We want customers to know we're here for them every step of the way. Looking ahead, we want to be part of a healthier, more inclusive, and more sustainable Burlington, Forbes says. If that means working with everyone from seniors' homes to youth programs to city planners, we're all in. For more information, visit Vintage Irony Cycles Burlington online, follow them on social media, or stop by the showroom at 2388 Fairview Street in Burlington to test ride an e-bike or simply chat with the knowledgeable staff.